This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Hot Stocks powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Anand and today we spoke to Rohan Patel of Bonanza Portfolio. Well, before we go ahead and talk about his stock recommendations, let's also understand what he has to say about Nifty 50. Well, Rohan is of the view that the current chart formation suggests that Nifty may find a major support at around 10,250 level, which is well supported with the Fibonacci ratio. Also on the higher side, the index will continue to face hurdles around about 10,750 levels, and in case of a sharp short covering, Nifty may go up to 11,000 levels. Now let's also understand the three recommendations that he has given to us for Thursday. Well, the first stock that he has on the list is IndiaMART International Limited, which is a buy call for a target of 2,745 and a stop loss of 2,380. Here the upside potential is around about 9%. Now, after witnessing a breakout from the pole flag pattern, IndiaMART is showing consistency towards the upside. In fact, since its listing, the stock is trading in a higher high and a higher low formation on the weekly time frame charts. Now, prices have outperformed the benchmark indices even in this bearish scenario, which can be visible on the relative strength indicator. Now, traders can accumulate the stock in the range of 2,500 to 2,515 for the target of 2,745, and a stop loss can be placed below 2,380. Now, the next stock that he has on the list is City Union Bank, which is a sell call. Here, the target is 186.20 and a stop loss is 211.50. Here, the downside is around about 8%. Now, City Union Bank has breached its almost 18-month long upward rising channel pattern and is currently trading below its support level on the weekly timeline. Now, the majority of indicators and oscillators are negatively poised and are looking weak to drift further. Now, the stock is trading below its 50-week exponential moving average, and a sharp fall in the stock has forced prices to breach its upward rising trend line support. Now, traders can short the stock in the range of 202.90 to 202 for the target of 186.20, and a stop loss can be placed above 211.50 on the daily closing basis. The last stock that he has on the list is BEML, which is a sell call for a target of 585 and a stop loss of 657. Here, the downside is around about 7%. Now, after a prolonged consolidation, BEML has witnessed a rectangle pattern breakdown on the weekly time frame and is currently undergoing the benchmark index, which is visible on the RSI, that is relative strength indicator. Now, rectangle pattern normally acts as a continuation pattern, and looking at the past trend of BEML, we expect the price would further drift lower. Now, majority of the indicator and oscillator and negatively priced are looking weak. Now, traders can short the stock in the range of 633 to 630 for the target of 585, and a stop loss can be placed above 657 on daily closing basis. Now, remember, all the three stocks, well, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor. But thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Hot Stocks. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.